grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Hello, Chris Valley. How are you?
Good afternoon. Kia ora, Johnny. How are you? I'm very well.
I'm good. I had a great weekend. You know, it was a strange long weekend, a sudden surprise. Oh, did you have to work, Chris? Was that what happened on Monday?
As a public service and for all full due respect to the Queen, I did go in and open the store. Someone's got to do it. But give the workers a day off, of course. Yeah. But, you know.
There at the hemp store?
It was pretty quiet in town, to be honest.
Really?
But, you know, I guess as a sign of disrespect to the Queen, I thought, no, I'm going to open up. I shouldn't say that. And actually, as a sign of respect to her grandmother, Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth's grandmother, who, of course, well known as having the cannabis tea.
Yes.
And we've discussed a bit of the tea on the show before, and I think I've said it's a very strange recipe and a bit novel, but the concept of cannabis tea isn't, so I can see where they're coming from. Mm. I've got some on me here in the old thermos.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes way back, particularly in India, in their sacred texts and things. It's one of their, like, five most sacred plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's in a lot of Ayurvedic medicines and things like that. And Queen Victoria was prescribed the old cannabis tea by old O'Shaughnessy, or whatever her doctor was. And so she would have the cannabis tea. I think it was for menstrual cramps, have the cannabis tea most days. Mm-hmm. I think, or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, whenever she had it. But I thought I'd still persevere and give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
The old Shishkaberry legally prescribed cannabis, which just to remind people out there, you can just go ring up your doctor or go see your doctor or a cannabis clinic and get some legally prescribed cannabis if you so wish and need it in your life.
How are you finding it? You mentioned off air that the taste is actually pretty decent.
Yeah, it makes a very nice herbal tea. And a little purple tints come out from the buds even sometimes, but it's very nice. Not quite sure if I'm getting the dose right or kind of getting much of an effect from it. I do find it better in the vape or the in the old joint, as you will. And you know, you are allowed to use it off label. It's approved for use as a tea, but you should of course discuss that with your doctor. But it's a bit like I don't know, chopping a pill in half or putting it in your drink instead of swallowing it. I don't know, not in someone else's drink, not meaning that, but you know what I mean, like a legally prescribed painkiller, and you might just have it in another form or whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. Discuss it with your doctor, though.
Have you found that this is particularly good for insomnia?
Yes, it is, actually.
Okay.
And and that's one of the most widely used reasons for it here, is for insomnia, to help people relax.
Yes.
They're two kind of mental health things, I guess, and pain relief being the top three. But despite that, and you know, according to the Ministry of Health, somewhere around 300,000 to 400,000 New Zealanders are using cannabis for those purposes and in those ways.
Yeah.
And yet, according to the data, it's something like 5 or 6%. I'm one of them, you know, who's managed to access it legally. And a lot of that comes down to the cost, you know, or the perceived cost, you know, putting people off.
Mm-hmm.
That ties in with probably the only story that's really appeared in the local media this week, and that's on Stuff in the business section. Ominous headline, certainly if you're someone who is backing a weed, or a cannabis company, I should say. If you're an early investor in weed, you may not be smiling yet. And
do you think the editor had a bit of fun with that headline?
Oh, they always do.
Yeah.
Every time. I think it's compulsory. If you're going to do a cannabis story, there's got to be a pun. And I do it myself, you know, so gets people reading it.
Yes.
It details, you know, these extraordinary losses that the companies have made so far, and that, you know, no one's managed to return a dividend or anything near it.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly when you look at the published losses, I mean, they're running at, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month each. So that's huge amounts of money to recoup or to invest in these businesses. And and what that really comes back to, said it time and time again, our regs are just too tough and making it take too long and cost too much.
Yes.
And so, brings me to the second piece of local news. Hasn't appeared in any media yet. Did appear on an Aussie blog site. It's the only place I've found mention of it. And that's that MedSafe are currently, or about to, they have this little committee, the Medicines Classification Committee. They're reviewing the status of CBD. And this would be the first change since the medical cannabis scheme came into effect. And it's actually just going to harmonise with what's happened in Australia. Submissions are due next week. We've put a link on the normal Facebook. So you can go to Normal OrgNZ or on our Facebook and you'll find a link to it there if you want to make a submission or express how you feel. Because it sounds very good. It's awesome, you know, that they're going in that direction. What it'll mean is that approved CBD products will be over the counter in a pharmacy. So you won't need a prescription. You just go in and buy it. Sounds pretty good. Sounds awesome. Slight little detail, no products will qualify and it doesn't cover any of the products under the medical cannabis scheme. It's only products that have gone through the full medicines approval process, of which there are none in New Zealand. There's only Sativex, which is the high THC one, so it doesn't cover that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Sativex, its expense and the difficulty of getting it was the whole kind of reason why we ended up with a medical cannabis scheme. So it's kind of extraordinary that they're going, well, let's make this change, but it won't cover any of the products you're thinking it will cover.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it won't actually make any material difference to patients, I don't think. But you can use this opportunity of doing a submission to try and push for a bit more, I think. That's certainly what I'll be doing.
What about the general review of the medicinal cannabis scheme?
Still no news.
They said we're going to have out at the end of... End of August,
they promised. Well, they first mentioned it well over a year ago, 18 months ago, and then finally it popped up again a few months ago, and they said by the end of August. I've sent them a few emails inquiring what the status was of that, and haven't even received a reply.
Okay.
So hopefully someone from the ministry is listening and they go, oh yeah, we better reply to that email.
What's the point?
It'd be nice to know, if you're going to say in public, we're doing this review and you'll have an opportunity to comment and suggest improvements and then nothing happens.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, what's the point of this other MedSafe thing if it's not going to make any difference?
Theoretically, it could. If a product went through that approval process and got fully registered, you have to do clinical trials and prove efficacy for at least one condition and that kind of thing.
That is going to take forever.
Yeah, 10 to 15 years is typically, you know, for most medicines. So it's like, what the hell's the point?
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess for the principle of it, it's a bit lame. But as I say, use the opportunity to push for more. We should just be over the counter like most other countries, right? You don't need, it's not limited to what they're saying. It's just CBD products are over the counter. You walk into a shop, a cafe, a pharmacy, a retail store, North America, Europe, you know, geez. I was even talking to someone this week who's just come back from Thailand. They were in a city, I forgot the name of the city, but they said there was just dozens of cannabis stores there. They were selling hash, concentrates, weed. There were social lounges, consumption areas, cafe, you know, bars, just... It's all on, mate.
Man.
Thailand.
What's going on? Hey, question via the text machine for you, Chris. Any tips from Chris on which afflictions suit THC-dominant medicinal cannabis?
Well, that's typically most of them. Typically pain, you know, is used... Well, THC is used for pain relief, and CBD might be put in the mix to attenuate the THC a bit in terms of the psychoactivity, or it might be in there to reduce inflammation, which is what it's good for.
Yes.
But CBD by itself typically doesn't deal with pain, but it will deal with underlying inflammation, which can cause pain. Right. So, typically THC is good for that. Different people have different responses. Some people find a high THC strain or product might help them sleep, and some people find the opposite, they need a CBD one.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, this is why it's quite good to you know, work in conjunction with your doctor and get a bit of a dosage and titration plan so that you can work out exactly which, you know, variety of formulation is best for you. And the good thing with some of the legally available flower is that, you know what you're getting, but you can try the different ones. And then even if you don't kind of stay with them, you at least know, you know, what works for you.
Chris, another question. I guess this is in regards to a potential legal and or decriminalized or medicinal cannabis market. Are the drug companies blocking it from happening? Is there some sort of bigger thing at play here where the big pharma is stopping a cannabis market in New Zealand?
I haven't come across anything to directly indicate that, like in the modern era. I mean, I get that could have happened in the 30s and that kind of thing. But if anything, those pharma companies were involved. They all had cannabis products back then. All those ones like Merck and bloody, all of that, right? Eli Lilly and that, they all made cannabis products back then. So I don't see why they would want to ban them.
Okay.
I haven't found any kind of direct thing about that. I'm not saying it isn't necessarily happening, but yes. I think alcohol industry was
do you think alcohol
more directly
might be...
involved. Certainly it has been okay. in the past. I'm not sure about now.
Yes.
It certainly has been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, you just got to look at all the reform that's happening in America, and that's the home of most of the world's pharma companies. So,
yes.
I'm not sure that they're the reason. They might be part of the mix, but I don't think they're the key reason as such.
Mm-hmm.
They stand to make a lot of money too if it became legal, so you know, you'd think they'd be supporting it.
Yeah, totally. Now, Chris, we have a couple of stories, news stories out of Australia.
We do. Oh, this is awesome. So Aussie Greens have just decided we're just going to fully do it, go for legalisation, make it a big thing. Make it part of their deals, their coalition bargaining.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Shoebridge, he's putting a bill in. He's tabled his motion that will be submitted by November. So we haven't got the actual bill, but it's going before the federal parliament, which is going to be incredible. It's the first time this has happened in Aussie. There's polls there showing, very strong support, probably stronger than here now. And you know, recent elections in Aussie, you've now got Cannabis Party MPs in a couple of states.
Yes.
Which is incredible too. So it looks like it's all going to happen. And
shame
they're kind
out
of
New
a little
Zealand.
Bit laughing at us and that,
yeah.
We
shame.
Blew it. And,
yeah.
But, you know, on the one hand, if it happens in Aussie,
yeah.
It could, you know, push reform back here again.
2 years later, Aussie's done it. God, we're like behind the times.
But then there'll be pressure to harmonise, you know
yes.
what I mean? Just like the CBD thing, which is what
yeah.
MedSafe's doing. They're harmonising with Australia, and it's just a very small shift in Australia, so a very small shift here. But if Aussie goes legal, then I think that puts it back on us. It could well happen. And as a sign of that, so Canberra, their capital city, you know, home growing, cultivation, possession, use is legal. It's not just decrimmed, it's fully legal there in Canberra. And now there's a new service being launched. It's actually the University of Sydney are doing it in Canberra. But it's a free cannabis testing service for the home growers of the ACT. You can bring your weed in, bring your whole plant, bring your dried plant, your bud, your whatever, and they'll test it out and tell you exactly how well you've been doing and whether you can grow the best cannabis on your block or whatever. And I thought, well, that's bloody awesome. Well, that is actually one thing we're leading the Aussie zone. We can do that already here.
Yes.
And in fact, if you want to get your weed tested, bring it into the hemp store next Thursday. All right, it's first Thursday on K Road, and the Drug Foundation are going to be in store 3 to 7 p.m. next Thursday with their machine that goes ping. And you stick your bud or your balm or your oil or whatever it is that you've got, and they analyze it and tell you what you've got. And then it's bloody awesome, as I say. And then you can gloat to your mates about how strong your weed is, like I do.
But you don't have the strongs, though. Someone else beat you, didn't they?
Maybe.
It's a sore point.
It's a sore point, though.
Okay, all right.
I think I'm still leading on the concentrates.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. No, I'm saying. Hey, was there anything else, Chris Fowley, from the hemp store? Good time of the year to get in and get your drugs checked as we head into summer.
That's dudes. Right.
Yeah.
And that's right. They'll do the other things too. It's legally protected. The cops can't stand outside and watch anyone or use it to bust anyone or anything like that. That's all written into the law now. So, why wouldn't you? We're one of the few places in the world, here in Canberra, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your stuff in and get it tested.
Nice one. Right, Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store up on K Road. Check you out online and or pop in person.
Right on.
Sweet.
Cheers.
See you next week. Bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.